Arcadian Vanguard presents the Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, January 7th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with Vince McMahon's return to power in WWE. Filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission revealed the steps that McMahon went through to regain his grip of control within World Wrestling Entertainment, claiming he's making the moves in an effort to, quote, maximize value for its shareholders, end quote. First reported by Lauren Thomas of the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the documents revealed that McMahon was planning to elect himself back on WWE's board of directors, as well as inserting himself into the position of the company's executive chairman. In communications revealed by the filings, WWE's board as formerly constructed unanimously opposed McMahon's return to executive power. Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan had been named the company's co-CEOs on July 25, 2022, 3 days after Vince resigned over the reporting of his sexual transgressions and his use of company money to fund non-disclosure agreements. McMahon, without cause, replaced board members Joellen Lyons-Dillon, Jeffrey Speed, and Alan Wexler with himself and former WWE co-presidents Michelle Wilson and George Berrios. In a corporate press release issued Friday morning to announce the shakeup, WWE also announced the sudden resignations of two other board members, Manjeet Singh and Ignis Lahoud. The departure of Singh is notable as he served as the board's internal investigator into the 2022 allegations of sexual and fiduciary misconduct by McMahon. The first of McMahon's communications to the board came on December 20th, when he announced his intentions on returning to power, stating, quote, "It is critical for me to rejoin the board as executive chairman to work alongside our management team in leading to exploration of strategic alternatives and media rights negotiations," unquote. On December 27th, the board responded with a letter back to McMahon stating, quote, "It is our unanimous view that your return to the company at this time, while government investigations into your conduct by the U.S. Attorney's Office and SEC are still pending, would not be prudent from a shareholder value perspective," unquote. The letter back to McMahon also cited, quote, "A variety of factors, including non-public information the board has become aware of, and its risks to the company and its shareholders of placing a greater spotlight on these issues," end quote. Internal investigations began in April of 2022 after board members received an email on March 30th from an anonymous person who identified themselves as the friend of a former WWE paralegal who had an affair with both McMahon and the former head of talent relations, John Laurinaitis. The board would receive several more emails from the same person leading to the inquiry. In July, the Wall Street Journal broke the news of the investigation, leading to McMahon's resignation. Those investigations have uncovered $17.5 million in company money McMahon misappropriated, including a total of four non-disclosure agreements with four different women who alleged differing levels of sexual misconduct by McMahon, including one incident in which he coerced a former WWE talent into oral sex, but demoted and ultimately released her when she began declining his advances. McMahon has agreed to pay back all misappropriated funds. In the December 31st letter responding to the board, Vince demanded that unless he had, quote, "direct involvement and input," end quote, he would veto any media rights deal or possible sale. McMahon also disagreed with the board using the investigations as a reason for him not to return, stating, quote, "It is unfortunate that the board would seek to use this conclusion to attempt to extract an agreement from me not to return to the company. Any construct along those lines is entirely unacceptable, especially in light of the critical inflection points now facing the company," unquote. McMahon then went through the process of amending the company's bylaws, now forcing any negotiations for the company's media rights or a possible sale to be approved by Class B stockholders, for which McMahon controls over 80% of the voting power. In a statement announcing his return, McMahon noted, quote, "Any party that engages in strategic discussions with WWE will want to be assured that I, as controlling shareholder, am aligned with the decision-making process," end quote. McMahon added, quote, WWE has an exceptional management team in place, and I do not intend for my return to have any impact on their roles, duties, or responsibilities, end quote. WWE stock closed Friday at $84.27, closing nearly 17% higher than it did a day before. Thursday's Wall Street Journal story about McMahon's impending return spurred overnight trading, pushing the stock to $80.05 when it opened on Friday morning. It reached as high as $89.43 after news of McMahon's return was announced. The announcement of Vince McMahon's return to power led to a mandatory company-wide meeting Friday afternoon to address the changes. The Zoom meeting was led by co-CEOs Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan, along with WWE President and Chief Financial Officer Frank Riddick. The executives did not take any questions, but reiterated that there would be no changes to management, as well as touting Vince's return as being a positive for future business transactions. Turning to WWE SmackDown, which aired live last night on the USA Network from the FedEx Forum in Memphis, the main event of the first SmackDown of 2023 saw the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, The Usos, make the 20th successful televised title defense of their current reign, defeating Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. Jimmy Uso scored the pinfall on Sheamus with an illegal assist from Jey Uso, while McIntyre was drawn away from the match, fighting off the interference of the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa.
Jimmy into the ring. Sheamus now looking to put the Usos away. Kick to the face. Sheamus losing his balance. Jimmy Uso rolling him up. Jey Uso helping his brother, and the Usos win!
In the show's opening segment, Kevin Owens issued a challenge to WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns for a title match at the Royal Rumble.
Roman, you've been saying it for weeks. You've got a KO problem. And now I can see it's starting to drive you a little crazy. So, Roman, I think it's time for you to show everyone what the Tribal Chief does. I think it's time for you to take care of that KO problem, man. I don't want to tell you what to do, but it seems to me like a good way to take care of that KO problem is to do it at the Royal Rumble in a match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. I don't care about you. The only thing I want is for you to disappear, go away, leave forever!
The Royal Rumble title match between Reigns and Owens was confirmed afterwards, seemingly in a test of loyalty of Sami Zayn to the Bloodline. In an angle later in the show, Reigns declared that on next week's SmackDown, Zayn would face his former friend Owens. In a Royal Rumble qualifying match, Ricochet defeated Hit Row's Top Dollar in under 2 minutes. After the conclusion of the match, the Hit Row faction appeared to turn heel, with all three members blindsiding and attacking the victorious Ricochet, who was saved by Braun Strowman. In other results, Raw Women's Champion Charlotte Flair beat Sonya Deville, Santos Escobar pinned Kofi Kingston, and Karrion Kross and Scarlett topped Madcap Moss and Emma in Scarlett's first televised WWE match in 6 years. Now with your AEW report, here's the Wrestling News' Brian Solomon.
AEW presented Battle of the Belts 5 live late last night on TNT from the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Portland, Oregon. In the opening match of the one-hour special, the Acclaimed retained the AEW World Tag Team title against Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal in a no-holds-barred match, marking their sixth successful title defense since winning the belts last September.
Await the arrival from Bowens! The drop!
Jade Cargill extended her undefeated streak to 48-0 with a successful defense of the TBS Championship against Sky Blue. And in the main event, AEW All-Atlantic Champion Orange Cassidy turned back the challenge of Kip Sabian, pinning him after two orange punches. A live episode of AEW Rampage from Portland aired immediately prior to Battle of the Belts on TNT. The opening match saw Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson defeat Top Flight when Danielson put Darius Martin out with the Regal Stretch. Also on the show, Hangman Adam Page announced that he's officially been medically cleared to compete and addressed Moxley, who will be his first opponent when he makes his return to the ring on next Wednesday's Dynamite from the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California.
And the difference between what happened to me and what's going to happen to you is that I want you to remember every single godforsaken second of it. And if you can't, I will do my damnedest to make sure that you do. I will put a clip of it on my entrance video. I will buy a billboard in Hollywood and play it on loop. I'll burn you a copy on VHS and mail it to your house so you can watch it in your dirty basement, you and the rest of the Blackpool Combat Club get horny watching MMA. And if you think that I'm not serious, you think that I'm kidding, and if you think that I can't stand toe to toe with you in the ring this Wednesday, then you're right, because the only place that I'll be standing at the end of the night is with my toes on your skull, wiping your blood off of my hands to make sure I don't catch something. Mox, I'll see you at the Forum. Get this damn camera.
In other results, Darby Allin retained the TNT Championship against Mike Bennett in the main event, and AEW Women's Champion Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker beat the Renegades. For the Wrestling News, I'm Brian R. Solomon.
In New Japan Pro Wrestling news, the company announced that their Wrestle Kingdom 17 event on January 4th set a viewership record for their NJPW World Streaming Service, which began in 2014. In a post on its webpage Friday, New Japan touted that 92,409 unique users were watching the Tokyo Dome show live, which is a new high watermark for the company's streaming service. The company is claiming that nearly 30% of its viewership came from outside of Japan, which would equate to nearly 28,000 people. The company also reported that the live attendance for the event at the Tokyo Dome was 26,085 people. Beginning on Thursday, January 12th, consumers with access to Access TV and the Fight Network will be able to see matches from the January 4th show over the next 5 weeks. The first match scheduled to air next Thursday will be the highly touted IWGP United States Heavyweight title match between Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega. New Japan also announced the full card for their January 21st Wrestle Kingdom 17 Night 2 event at Yokohama Arena. For the second straight year, New Japan will be working with Pro Wrestling NOAH, with this year's event focusing on a series of singles matches between New Japan faction Los Ingobernables and NOAH's Congo Stable. The show will be main evented by Tetsuya Naito taking on Kenno. The other four LIJ vs. Congo matches consist of Shingo Takagi against Katsuhiko Nakajima, Sanada against Manabu Soya, Hiromu Takahashi against Hajime Ohara, and Bushi battles Tadasuke. Other top intrapromotional matches on the show see IWGP World Champion Kazuchika Okada and Togi Makabe taking on NOAH Global Honored Crown Champion Kaito Kiyomiya and Yoshiki Inamura, and Hiroshi Tanahashi, Toru Yano, Satoshi Kojima, and Takashi Sugiura facing off against Naomichi Marufuji, Kenta, El Fantasmo, and Gato. With some movie news, here's the Wrestling News's Brian Solomon.
AEW wrestler Ryan Nemeth is playing the role of Gino Hernandez in the Von Erich family biopic The Iron Claw for independent production company A24. According to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Nemeth is the brother of Nick Nemeth, aka Dolph Ziggler. Nemeth joins a cast that includes Harris Dickinson as David Von Erich, Jeremy Allen White as Kerry Von Erich, Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich, Holt McCallany as Fritz Von Erich, Maura Tierney as Von Erich matriarch Doris Atkinson, Michael Harney as world-class announcer Bill Mercer, Cassie Lewis Carrigino as Bruiser Brody, Maxwell Jacob Friedman as Lance Von Erich, Aaron Dean Eisenberg as Ric Flair, Brady Pierce as Michael Hayes, Kevin Anton as Harley Race, and Chad Governale as Gary Hart. The film, which tells the story of the rise and fall of the Dallas-based wrestling family, is currently in post-production according to the Internet Movie Database. It is set to be released later this year, although a date has not yet been announced. For the Wrestling News, I'm Brian R. Solomon.
In National Wrestling Alliance news, the NWA has announced a new long-form interview series to debut January 10th on its YouTube channel. The series, entitled NWA Presents, will reportedly feature NWA President Billy Corgan conducting interviews with what are described as true living legends discussing their careers working during the NWA's territorial period. The show will also reportedly feature memorabilia from the NWA archives. The first guest of the show will be Austin Idol, who currently appears in the NWA as the manager of NWA World Champion Tyrus. Dr. Tom Pritchard has also been announced as an upcoming guest. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.